One Thing Needful by Anne Johnston.
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Matthew 6 verses 19 to 20.
As we read the Gospels, we realize that not everyone that Jesus encountered in his ministry made the right choices. Today we will look at the story recorded in Luke 18 verses 18 to 25. This young man somehow felt that Jesus had something he longed to have for himself. He knelt at Jesus' feet, acknowledging him as being good, and asked the question, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus reminded him that none was good except God, and quoted some of the commandments, which the young man affirmed he had always kept. Jesus realized that even though he kept the letter of the law, he lacked the love that fulfilled the law. Jesus suggested that because of this, he should give up his possessions and wealth and follow him. He was not willing to do this and walked away full of sorrow. He was not ready to live a life of simple faith and trust in God for his daily needs. There was nothing wrong with this young man having wealth. It was his love for his wealth that kept him from giving his life to the Master. He was not willing to pay the price. "I have never been rich. There have been times in my life when our family has lived from paycheck to paycheck. I can truthfully say that we never went hungry and were always able to pay our bills. The Lord has been exceptionally good to us. When we put God first by paying our tithes, giving our first fruits first, He has always multiplied what remained to meet every need. And He has blessed me abundantly with both financial and spiritual blessings." After the young ruler walked away, Jesus told his disciples, Luke 18 verses 29 to 30, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come life everlasting." Whatever circumstances you find yourself in today, whatever the Lord may be asking you to give to Him, be assured that what He gives back is far greater than anything you forsake. Prayer: "Thank you, Jesus, that you have called us to follow you. Help us to be willing to obey your voice, no matter what you ask us to do, knowing that you will always provide for our every need." Devotion by Anne Johnston.